This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
Yes, 6 o'clock. We'll call this meeting to order. Everybody can join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Roll calls up next, and we have got the entire complement tonight. KC Community Orchard update.
Good evening.
Hello.
I just thought I'd come in. Oh, goodness. I have so many devices, DJ. Good evening. For those of you that don't know me or remember me from last year, I'm Anita Bartlett. I work for the Powder River Conservation District here in town. Last year, we started our community orchard. We planted 8 trees. I haven't been for a minute. There were 2 apple trees, 2 Canadian red cherries, 2 peach trees, and 2 pear trees. At this point, we're going to say we have 100% survival rate because they haven't come out of dormancy. So I don't know how they're doing for sure. Not going with good. I've got 6 orders that we'll put in hopefully in May. 4 cherry trees. Due to their not self-pollinating, we had to get 2 different varieties for the cross-pollination. And then 2 plum trees, which I know Jake and I have discussed about plums, but these are just hybrid to grow trees and not shrubs, so we're going to give them a try. So, we have those. The woodchuck box is currently working on the wood sign that we'll put up down there hopefully the same day we can plant those trees. The drip line bin is in and buried. We'll add on to that for those new trees. So, unless someone has questions, I don't know where we're at. The junior high, probably it was the Ori STEM class, helped me with that last year. They helped lay the drip line in. Plant the trees and all that, so it was very nice to work with them. This is Davis' class, so that's kind of where we're at with that.
I mean, we might be able to plant the trees, so that's a cool problem.
They're on this little property down with the baseball field. Kind of the ones with the cages around them are the fruit trees. The other ones were ones we planted a long time ago with coordination with the town when they still had that property, so. These were just added on to those.
All right. Next up, new parent liaison introduction.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tamisha Dugal, and I'm the parent liaison program manager. And I'm really excited today to introduce your new parent liaison for the school district, Kim Pope. Now, Kim has lived in Buffalo for most of her life, and she is a proud product of Johnson County School District No. 1. She went on to earn her BA in elementary education and early childhood education from University of Wyoming. She taught at and then went on to serve at the Buffalo Children's Center, and she worked at the BOA as well. In 2014, Compass was lucky to have her join us, and she has served in a variety of roles at Compass, from a visitation specialist to a family care coordinator for our wraparound services to a resource person for families in both Johnson County and Bighorn County. And she has now served as our parent enrichment program manager, where she does a phenomenal job. So we're really excited about the expertise she has specifically in parenting. And parenting classes like Love and Logic, she's certified in Strength and Family, and also TBRI, which is Trust-Based Relational Intervention. And she also has just a wealth of experience in connecting with families and with community partners. So we're so excited to have her on board. She is also just a very good co-worker, empathetic, hardworking. I couldn't ask for a better person to present to you. And Kim, would you like to just say a couple words?
Thank you. I am so super excited to start this and jump in with both feet and run. Johnson County is my life. I was raised here. My kids were raised here. And I couldn't imagine not having the support I had with my children. In Johnson County, it was amazing having my village. And so I always want to make sure all families have someone they can go to in Casey and in Buffalo to help support them and get them where they need to be and just to be a good ear and listen to them. So thank you.
Thank you again. And just to let you know, she's already starting in schools this week. We'll begin building relationships with families and with her school staff. She starts hitting the ground running tomorrow, running a parenting class at Cloud Peak Elementary. And she's working on the summer guide to have a list of resources and camps for all of your families in Casey and Buffalo. And so we're just really excited. And then later this month, she will be here and we will meet the team from Thrive and Bozeman, who's our, you know, our parent people. They come once a year to be on the ground with us annually. And so we look forward to that. Thank you so much for your time. It's just been wonderful this first year with you all. Thank you for your patience and your kindness. I'm so excited to support your school district.
Thank you. Anybody got questions? All right, moving on. Public comment. You got any public comment tonight? No. Additions to the agenda.
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as presented.
So moved.
We've got a motion and a second. Is there any comment or discussion from the board? All in favor of approving the agenda as presented, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, same sign. All right, next up, principal reports. JC is our highlight school this week.
Yes, I believe JC is the highlight. Before we get into what the students have to present, I would like to present to you our retiree from JC School, Ms. Mel. Kind of told me yesterday she did not want to give a speech, and I, so we don't name make her have a speech. But I invited Ms. Mel here to congratulate her on 30 years of service to our district and to Casey School. And I know that Coach Jake may have a word or two to share.
Well, Mel was on one of my very first teams playing volleyball way back when, 1979, 78, something like that. And I was shocked when she was retiring. Not that she was frightened, retiring is, no, I'm really that old. I feel terribly old. But I think what I'd like to say about Mel is her kindness. She's one of the kindest persons I've ever worked with, been around with. And if you had to just look up one word about Mel, and that would be kind. And Mel, kindness anymore in this world, that's a characteristic you don't find too often. So I thank you, and I thank your family for allowing us to have you, and best wishes to you. Thank you again, Mel. Now, don't push your board.
So for the spotlight tonight, we have Mrs. Maxwell's ninth grade ELA class. We have two students here that put together and created what you're going to see behind you. We're going to take a small recess to do this, Mr. Chair, if you don't mind. But it is everything encompassing the Holocaust, but through a student's perspective. And I'm going to let you guys talk about it a little bit first before we go experience. So you're okay with that? All right. And then afterwards, if you have any questions.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Cruz Garcia. This is Kayla Nelson. And this is our Holocaust Interpretive Museum. We spent the last, I think, 2 months working on this. And really how it all started was with this book by a Holocaust survivor named Elie Wiesel. The book is called Night, and it details his experiences in the Holocaust. So once we read that, we were really wanting to learn more about the Holocaust, and Ms. Maxwell came up with the idea to do this Holocaust Museum. And throughout it, we've had a lot of fun. There have been rough patches where a lot of people got mad. But it did get better, and I think you guys will enjoy it a lot. So thank you for coming, and I hope that you guys love it.
So, Mr. Chair, if you wouldn't mind having us in a short recess, all is invited into the museum. We'll enter through that door, and we'll have to exit through that door.
Okay. All right, let's take a short recess and see the tour.
So just for the public that's watching via video, we are coming back, so we're not shutting down. So anybody who would like to join on this tour, let's take advantage of this, so we are coming back to this session.
Audience, you're welcome too.
It's amazing. Go see it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Questions for the kids?
What kind of hours did you guys have in this project? It was phenomenal, but that was a lot of work.
We had I think three classes of 150 minutes, and then usually we had about 30 extra minutes for it, so about 180 minutes per day. Yeah, for 3 days is when we actually started putting everything together on the stage.
It was a great presentation.
Yeah, you guys did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Other questions? All right. Thank you, guys.
Are there any questions for Casey Board Report?
Any other questions for any of the principals?
Give thought, if I could, Mr. Chair. Give out a question.
How many students are in the job training?
So, we have 48, I think, something right in there that are in the entering and internship program.
Yeah, that's great. I read that in the report, I was just curious.
Yeah, it has really taken off in the last couple of years.
So, yeah, is that one period a day or all afternoon?
So, it's as many as two periods a day. But, it is. We have, I think, two students with exceptions regarding the period. We do just do the work. Otherwise, it's a period.
So, I know we've read a lot in the paper about the swim team and all the other winter sports, but I do want to say congratulations to the speech and debate team. Those kids did an outstanding job.
They did an outstanding job.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Before we go any further, could we at least give a round of applause to the applicants who came back? And then thank you all for your signature on the contract.
Anybody got questions for the other principals? Anything else for the principal reports?
Appreciate you doing the reports over spring break.
Yes, thank you.
They were very well done. Thank you.
All right, next up, superintendent report. We got questions for the super. Questions, Ellison? Go ahead, John, please.
So just a couple quick highlights. I appreciate the ability to attend the PLC conference in Thermopolis, and we just pulled up here this afternoon. But just a couple quick celebrations through this piece. I'm excited about where we're headed as a district. Some great conversations today about professional learning communities as we move forward. One of the things that you want to highlight in my report is the TAC 1 training. I thought it wasn't really a training. It was actually an evaluation of where we are as a district. That's something we'll be giving to you as a board of trustees, hopefully in May. Throughout the week, we evaluated buildings and the procedures, and then I think we finished it off on Friday with training of all law enforcement, and I thought that was a great training in general from that. We also kicked off phase two. What we are doing with strategic planning this week. So we have a lot of things going on, and as we get ready for graduation, it's just around the corner. So we're in April and May, and graduation is just around the corner as we finish up with those. So as we move through some of these things, again, the 4-day week committee is going to make a recommendation here today. But with that, there are a lot of things happening in the district Mr. Chairman, so if there's any questions, I'll take them. Otherwise, we'll move on to the director reports.
From the board, questions?
Okay,
go for it.
I will just say, as law enforcement, I appreciate the fact that we're able to do this type of training for the last 3 years. I hope that we can continue to, we can continue to find the funding for it. Just as law enforcement, it's a very valuable joint departmental training that we get that we don't get any other way unless we're invited to be able to come into the schools and actively simulate that type of scenario. It's something that we don't get enough of, and so we always welcome it, and it's very valuable for us. So from law enforcement side, we thank you for it.
I don't know if you've answered this before, and I don't remember if you did. How do they determine the enrollment forecast that you have on there about, like, what our enrollment could look like in 2 or 3 years? How do they determine that?
So basically what we did is we took our current EDM and we just did the averages. So we added kindergartners, what we did on the average for the last couple of years. So we just take our current enrollment and we just roll those up by grade level is how that was kind of projected, Jody. So it is just a projection of where we are headed. It's a projection, so it's not right on. It can go up, it can go down. There's a lot to what that projection looks like, but it is based on averages over the years, and then we just added those kinders that we move up. But that it does identify there is a bubble coming up through the district. Yeah.
Oh, one other thing.
So I think another thing that I forgot to mention is there was 15 kids that donated their time on Friday for the scenario, and some adults do that process that happened at Meadowlark Elementary, and it's pretty phenomenal. So it was not only what we did with TAC 1, but the community came together to help law enforcement. Lots of pizza, lots of water, but I can't speak for it other than I think the training was very valuable. So I appreciate law enforcement on their part doing not only keeping the community safe, but what they did in the day that day. So.
Other questions for the superintendent? Hearing none, next up, director reports. Got any questions for the director today? Facilities. We've asked you this every meeting for the last several. Tell us about the elevator.
Oh, you can see the picture there. The truck was on site with an elevator inside of it. It's on order in the building. They worked on it last week. Installer is gone this week, but he'll be back next week until completed. So, progress in the right direction.
Good.
And then we have the graduation.
We're hoping to have the elevator by the end of April. But I'm not promising a date.
Hope. We need to ride it. See it.
We're going to test it later.
Yeah. So Travis, as the chairman of the board, I also want to put John has done a great job. This is just not only a celebration for the elevator, but we're also moving forward with all the ADA compliance things that have been brought to the table. So when you see those numbers coming up as action items with this elevator, we've got about $750,000 just in ADA compliance that we're bringing our buildings up to speed with everything we want to. So I went through in the last 12 months. So with that, John, thank you to your crew and everything that's happened with these projects, these buildings that you see for action items. There's going to be a lot of things happening this summer. Elevator, we've done before that, but that's not the finish of the ADA stuff.
Thank you. Other questions for the directors?
I was glad to see that we I'm glad to see that we put transportation that had your own scenarios, is that right?
Yes, Jeff. Well, we did have an opportunity a couple hours where Joe came up and worked with our drivers. We had a scenario where we were dropping off students at a venue off off campus. And we isolated all the drivers away from that scenario and then challenged them on how they would react in a live shooter situation. And we didn't have live gunfire and all that. And it really really helped simulate, you know, the stress of the moment, getting that big bus, you know, the air brakes off, getting back in gear and getting away from the challenge. But for the most part, it brought up a lot of great questions. And we moved forward with those. We've implemented some other aspects that Joe just brought to us, that we are probably really vulnerable when we're out there in those school buses in a situation with people coming to us. Another thing that he encouraged us to do was to help local law enforcement, because we are out in the community, and if we see something that's just not quite right, by all means to turn it in and err on the side of caution, even if we are wrong. So it was great to have that opportunity, and we really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Anything else for the directors? No order? Okay. Next up, district level reports. Questions for the district levels?
We don't have to pass it on, but I just going to say the May work session is going to be based around the budget. So, okay.
Everybody come prepared. Pack your lunch. We'll be out in a while. Anything else? District level, curriculum, special services, and business? Hearing none. Next up, rec board report.
Again, April 30th is the deadline for submitting applications to the rec board. That's the biggest thing coming up, so get anything that you want. Other than that, really nothing.
Anything else for rec board? Both season for please.
The big thing is we approved salaries for next year. It could affect our budget because they went up to a base of $51,000 for their teachers and for their paras. They went up to, or their non-teachers positions, they went up to $18 an hour. So that will be affecting our budget probably in the future.
Anything else for it? Oh, geez.
Okay, Travis, we've not had a meeting, so I have nothing to report.
All right, Jeff. There you go. All right, guys, next up, we've got the consent agenda. Minutes, warrants, employments, certified, licensed staff contract renewal. What is the pleasure of the board for the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I've got a motion and a second. Any additional comments, any discussion from the board regarding the superintendent?
Yes, Travis. Jane, I hope I pronounced her last name right. I know I am so, I just wish she wasn't in our district. She's a speech language pathologist, has done a great job, and I have a hard time replacing her. And I wish you the best, but man, that sure likes talking and saying.
I hear that. Anything else from the board on the consent agenda? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the consent agenda as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same time. That's one. All right, into action items. Policy revision.
So, Mr. Chair, this is our opportunity again to say thank you for our retiree, because now it is official, even though the majority of the staff here said they got through it tonight. We want to wish you the best, but thank you for your years of service. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we can vote not to let you retire.
Did that. Pull that one off consent.
But you still have to help the track.
Yes, I just wanted to say that
okay, into action items. Policy revision for second reading. Our first one up is GCCAA. That one's easy to say. Sick leave and bank. Sick leave bank. Excuse me, sick leave bank.
Travis, I'll make a motion to approve that on the second reading.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any additional discussion on file GCCAA, sick leave bank?
Did we have any changes from the last approval? We did not. Okay, we did not have any changes. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor of approving GCCAA as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Next, file CHCA, handbooks and directives.
Anyone else will, I'll make a motion to approve policy CHCA, handbooks and directives, on the second reading.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion from the board?
I'll ask 10 questions. Did you have any changes? No changes, so it's the same from last time.
Okay. Anything else from the board? Hearing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same time. And last up on suits. Yeah, that one didn't mean to. Last up on second reading. Okay. File CBI, evaluation of superintendent.
Make a motion to approve policy CBI, evaluation of superintendent, on second reading.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion from the board?
We did change one word.
Yes. We took harmonious.
I'd like to thank the committee for working on the superintendent evaluation. Appreciate it. It's a very complete document.
Anything else from the board? Okay, all those in favor of approving policy CBI, evaluation of the superintendent, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, policy revision, first reading. Oh boy, they make it up. GCCHC, medical leave of absence without pay. I didn't remind you, this one's new, am I right? Okay, this is the new one.
Is this one that was written by the Wyoming School Board Association?
We had this drafted for number two. Okay. We had Bridget drafting this for us. And Charles, I think this was the one about, let me pass you my mind. This is
medical leave.
Yeah, it's medical leave, but an employee can carry their insurance. We had to have a policy in place to allow them to carry insurance after.
So this was a policy developed that we need with our insurance company. If there's ever a situation with an employee that as a district we give grant permission to stay on insurance. So this was part of that recommendation.
Okay. Thank you.
And this was vetted through several hours with our district attorney too. So.
Mr. Chair, is this also the one we said we're not quite, the policy committee wasn't quite finished with, that they wanted to present it so they could get through the first reading?
Yes, that's
what, right. What were some of the changes they were wanting to make, do you remember?
Travis, I'll make a motion to approve policy GCCAA medical leave.
Right. GCCAC medical leave.
So much change, bro.
I'm sorry. This one. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Right. All right, then carry on with the discussion. My mistake, sorry.
There was a little bit of wording that we had in a couple of the leaves that had to do with whether or not they could have a job back at the end when they return. And so we want to make sure that all our leaves say the same thing. So we're just going to go back and look at those others. We just didn't have time with that.
It's an edit for consistency, though, with the other city foundation.
So am I under the understanding that when this comes next month for the second reading, that we will have those revisions.
That's correct.
Thank you, Jess.
Anything else? Additional discussion? All in favor of approving GCCAC, medical leave of absence without pay, on first reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Next up, first reading, file KF, community use of school facilities. Can I get a second? Thank you. Motion and second. Discussion from the board. Community use of school facilities.
I talked about school related is going to be approved. What are the needs if it's not?
So we are in the process of what that looks like. So right now the conversation is if they are making money off the use of the facility, then there would be a fee required with that. So but more of this is cleaning up our documentation that will provide liability insurance, whether it's just a community event, but it has to do with kind of use of the facilities, and it's organizing all this, but this is just cleaning up some of the things that we're doing. So Randy, to ask your question, initially this is that first software, this is what we're pushing out so we can organize and know what we're using with our facilities. That will be something that we determine as we go down the road, but right now it's organizations that might be making doing some type of event where they're clearing $15,000 for the use of the facilities.
And then a similar question on the liability insurance. How do we determine, is there a template that we're using on how we determine what fees are, what the liability issues are, and that kind of thing? Does that need to go into the policy, or is that just...
So we've been visiting with our district attorney and our insurance company, so Adam's been involved in this process as we go through this, because that's one of the things that have popped up, is what is the liability of the school district, and what is covered? But that's all part of this conversation that we've had with our attorney and with Adam, with our insurance company. But I'll let Connie speak to it a little bit more.
You did a really good job. So I just want to go back to the charges. So if somebody's doing that, you charge a custodial fee just to cover our custodial fees for that overtime that they would have to work, so we try to cover that. We have not determined a rental fee at this point. We'll come back to you guys with all that discussion and let you guys weigh in on that. But that's really just for custodial fees. And then on the insurance, it's going to be on a case-by-case. The first example was the Wheaton Pest used our facility to train their people on how to use ATVs. So you get, and they wanted on a hill. So could you imagine what could have happened? So we made them have insurance. So we have an AAU volleyball tournament that's making about $15,000. They have to bring their own. They have to give us a certificate of insurance and put us on as a insured. If it's a parent who's bringing in, 15 kiddos to practice every Tuesday, they would not have to. So the case by case, it's really the risk that the district would have to take. Right, where we have them have to carry their own insurance. So it really is a case by case.
Additional questions, Kristen?
One thing that I wondered about going through this, you talked about custodial fees, which means obviously people would be having to work longer and more. There's a part of me here about using a cook that regularly works in the kitchen if there's an event. Will you guys look at the manpower available to even allow rentals? Some of those positions are tight anyhow.
So, absolutely. So, that was a question that came to the table by not limiting this, but we do still have to have the manpower to do it. So, that's some of the things to take into consideration if we literally we can't. So,
Mr. Chair, I think I asked this during the policy meeting, but
And I know we don't want to get into listing, but should you go with facilities, including grounds? And I, you know, I'm like our outside fields and being used, Grace Field. I'm just looking at outside. When I think facilities, maybe I think buildings. Okay? But we're also including grounds in that. Is that right?
So the answer to that question is yes. That's a question we had when the committee came together. Facilities does cover grounds and buildings.
So Travis, this is probably a silly question, but why do we approve policies until they're more complete? Is there a rush to do it?
To get first reading.
But my question is they're not complete, so why don't we present at the next meeting when they're a little bit more complete? This question.
So part of the process, Dave, to answer that question, is coming to you as a board so we can get your feedback, so we know what to go back to the committee and do. So if there's more to this, that then we would bring it back for second reading. But this first reading is to get your eyes on it as a board of trustees, so then it can go back to the committee. The other reason we're bringing this to the table, because this is a liability. We don't have something in place, so we have to demonstrate we recognize there's a deficit with what our policy is and how we're currently running facilities. So there's two keys to that, but for me to bring to you as Board of Trustees is look for feedback, and if there is feedback, you can present that to Heidi, and then we can definitely have it for second reading. If it's not ready to come to second reading for the committee, then we'll hold off until it's finally accepted.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Additional discussion from the board? Anybody got anything else? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving file KF, Community Use of School Facilities, on first reading, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay. Next up, CPES, valve replacements.
Travis will make a motion to approve Long's Phase 2 of the hot water actuators and valves on the DAV valves at Cloud Peak Elementary School in the amount of $35,675.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any additional discussion from the board?
Will this be done in summer?
Yes. Major maintenance.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of approval, as stated, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Okay, motion carries. Next up, ADA compliance study and remediation. Charles, do you want to talk about this one before we, after the motion? Yes, please.
So I'll make a motion to approve the area design groups for DHS and Cloud and CCMS, Cloud Peak and Third Creek Middle School, in a bid of $534,050 for concrete, asphalt, doors and plumbing, garden repairs. And that will be their ADA.
Yes. I've got a motion. Do I hear a second? Motion and a second. Discussion from the board.
All right, well, I'll answer to the board, but I'll try to turn it over to the expert, John, if we need to. But, again, this is the journey that we've been on. The state came in been a while ago, about 15 months ago, and did a study of all of our buildings, and there was a lot of ADA compliance issues that we needed to address. And in addition to that, we had the elevator situation, which elevated more ADA concerns. So we had a full study of ADA done in all three buildings, Buffalo High School, the middle school, and KC. So what you have in front of you here today meets the needs of what the state has asked us to do and what we've gone through with ADA complaints. And so we've done a full study of all of our buildings. We reevaluated where things are. So this is one giant step forward to meeting those compliance issues with those buildings. So with that, John, do you need to add anything to that, or did that kind of summarize some of it?
It did. We did not do the study at Meadowlark Elementary yet. We got to chunk this off in phases, because as you can see by that dollar amount, it's a
lot for one. This also ties into that five-year planning priorities and all that I shared with you 2 months ago. That's why I was saying that's going to be fluid, because we have to address these issues. We have to get out in front of it and start somewhere. So this is phase one.
So John, if I could, major maintenance.
Yes.
Covers these costs. Does the federal government, where it's ADA compliant, do they kick any money in towards it?
No.
No. The other thing I want to tell you, I was glad to see that a lot of this work is going to local contractors.
Yes, all three contractors have bid on the mandatory walkthrough. All three contractors are getting something out of the project. All of those. There's 10 projects, just so you guys know. There's 10 projects in this one. Going on, that's just the way we want to do it. There's a lot of work there. And I know it's going to have some effect on Buffalo High School this summer, for events and things like that. The front of that building will be tore up if this is approved.
There's better than concrete work that's got to be done right up front. So it's
going to all be done this summer, John?
Yes. Up front, down on the north side behind the gymnasium is being ripped out. That exit drive is being ripped out. So it's going to impact that school in the summer.
Without going through all of them, what are some of the other projects happening to you?
Say that again, Randy.
So the other projects...
Without running down the entire list, what are some general projects that you're having to complete for this compliance issue?
For this compliance issue, we have clear creek, plumbing guards that need to be put on. Every door in this school has to have hands put on. For a push-pull test, it's a series of three tests per door, six tests per door for ADA compliance. And in that number, you'll see that the closure for 150 per unit, we've set aside 20 closures per building. There could be more, there could be less. Whatever's left over the district will get as inventory. Buffalo High School is the same thing. Clear Creek Elementary is the same thing. So that's why there's so many projects that they have to be listed out. That's why I have to submit them to the state by address of building.
Some of those were the paper dispensers, the handrails in the bathrooms, the protection underneath the sinks. I mean, there's a lot of things that are involved in some of this. EHS High School will no longer have a guest parking on that front lot. It's going to all be handicapped in order to meet code. We're going to move the ones in the back, just the all slopes and everything are done. So there's been a lot to this project. So, Dave, that's a great question about local, because also the engineers you've been doing this stuff are local. So a lot of things you've been doing with this through RET, he's contracted with local people to do that. So it's been a long project, but I'm excited moving forward. However, I do want to piggyback on what John said. It is major maintenance, but this is a project that flowed from out here, which pushed a lot of other projects down, and that component project list and what we're trying to do. So we're hitting major maintenance pretty hard with that, but this is only three schools. We've got to finish with the other schools and what that looks like. So there's a lot more to come with this, but it was my directive that John works because of the ADA stuff that this become project number one. Those need to be funded with the current legal actions we've had.
Mr. Chair, I have another comment. John, thank you for all your hard work. The projects that we have on board are, they're endless, it seems like, but chunking it away and taking it bit by bit, thank you for all your hard work. And Randy, for your comment, I'd like to refer you to all the reports that John submits. You can go through and look at everything singly. He's done a really nice job in showing us everything when we went through evaluation with the, I think it was, what was the guy that came in and did the
Levi.
Thank you. Levi. And it was a scrupulous process that they went through and did a really nice job to make sure that we were in compliance. So I would encourage you to go and look through those reports.
Any other discussion from the board? All in favor of approving the Alliance remediation as presented. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, next step. Clear Creek Middle School sealant repair project. We've got the motion to accept the proposal for the CCMS sealant repair from WTI in the amount of $177,397.97. What's
the pleasure of the board? So moved. We've got a motion from the issue and a second. Any discussion from the board?
Yeah, John, WTI, where is that company out of? It's a subsidiary company of Tremco, which is out of Gillette. They have an office in Gillette. They're a nationwide company. Also, Dave, if you recall back, they did the work on the KC siding here last summer. And the year before that, 2 years before that, they did some sealant work at Buffalo High School as well. So we have had work done by them in the past. They're a great company to work with.
And this will happen this summer also?
Yes, I was told that if approved, they'd get a product order.
Perfect. Connie, can I ask you a question about this?
Please.
Yeah. So it's all out of major maintenance. We're looking at about three-fourths of a million. If I remember correctly, refresh my memory, we have about 1.3 in maintenance. And it might be exact, but I think it's somewhere like that. But we have more than enough funds to cover it, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We get about $377,000 every quarter. So that 1.5. We had about 2 million to start, so
we're in good shape.
Oh, yeah, we're in really good shape.
Thank you. There's roughly, I think, by the time we thought there was 3.8 sitting in there, roughly.
I don't think it's that much.
I know we're going to take a pretty big hit.
You're doing whatever you want.
What's that?
You're doing your best to get rid of it. But they're needed repairs.
Yes, they are.
It's about 3.1 million as of the end of March.
Yes.
John, is this something that the district that we could do ourselves if we had enough manpower? Like if we hired Summer Health for the sealant?
It's all high work. There's aerial lifts, ladder, insurance. I think WTI has about 400 or 600 man hours factored. Everything has to be removed, windows, doors. And Mr. Glassick is here to test that there's water that comes in that building. Mr. Ferris, it comes in when driving rains. Sealant only lasts 10 to 12 years. So this is something that hasn't been done since that building was built.
So we're due.
It's due. Yeah.
Okay, so I have to out myself on being more lost. Is this the roof sealant?
No.
Or is it like all sealant?
This is all exterior sealant for the brick, the windows, the doors, expansion joints. You got upper roof sections, lower.
Okay. I apologize. I thought it was playground.
No.
Sealant.
I'll wait until next
time. And that's what I have.
I want to feed the dollar.
Yeah.
And I can speak to that, Charles, if you'd like, about the playground ceiling. That's what you're on.
We probably should.
Yes.
So if we talk playgrounds, Casey School is in need of a playground. Claude Peak Elementary is in need of a repair to a playground. I can tell you that Sheridan, tell me if I'm wrong, Charles, too, Bighorn, one. Their playground, they're looking at $900, $720,000 for their playground.
metal art playground that was put in 3 years ago, and I've been transparent with the board saying that we don't have to do maintenance to it. It was never done at Coffee Elementary. To have that company come in here to put a sealer on that, about 52 or 56, I can't remember the number off the top of my head.
53.
So, Chris, when you talk about volunteers, we're going to be buying the product for $26,000 just to seal that playground. So when we talk about these projects and the cost that comes with these projects, there's a lot of cost that comes with them that we have to prepare for the future before we make decisions. So we need to start, really thinking about them. And I'm going to get beat up here for a second, but I'm going to say it. AstroTurf Playground is becoming a very hot commodity. I met with Dakota Playgrounds. They're becoming very popular because they're pretty inexpensive to install and maintain, and they last longer than these pro rides. So, you can see it already here. AstroTurf Playground or AstroTurf Fields.
So, as a board and what John's done, and I appreciate everything he's done, but we talk about close to $4 million being in major maintenance. I want to go through my quick $20 million worth of projects we haven't even begun to touch. And those are HVACs and other systems. This building here, there's another $4 million we're going to pour into the roof over the next couple of years. So when you start talking about that, and you have Form 3.8, and we're talking, you have another project here where $200,000 that we're going to put here at Casey High School, it doesn't take long. So the work that John's done and the work we've done with the RET, when we brought the RET in and done these facility studies, $1 million seems like a lot of money, but it doesn't take a long time for it to go away. And more importantly, we have to have a sum in case there's things that break down. And a great example of that is VHS. That winter project wasn't going to be at the top. Now that's a $300,000 to $500,000 project that's going to surface here real quick too. So there's lots of things. So when we say there's lots of 3.8 in my world doesn't go very far with some of these projects we're talking about. So life safety, ADA, all of some of those things come to the surface real quick. But I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but there's still $20 million worth of projects that we're just starting to dent in as we move forward with some of this.
Well, on that happy note, is there any discussion from the board?
The happy note is we're doing things. We're moving forward.
Any additional discussion from the board? Hearing none, all in favor of approving as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, that one's passed. Next up, we got KC Audio Enhancement Project. Board, what's your pleasure?
Travis, I'll make a motion to approve the bid from CTA Technology. $193,338.83 for audio enhancement, KC.
Second. Got a motion and a second to approve as presented. Discussion from the board.
So, John, can you explain a little bit what exactly the audio enhancement is? I read through it, but I'm still not 100% clear.
Audio enhancement was brought into the district, tell me if I'm wrong, Christy, during COVID. It allowed the cameras and the lapel mics for learning and all that. And it was, we had some old systems and light speed, what they call them, in fact, the projector or whatever.
They have four or five systems in each school.
Yeah, four or five in each school. And we have since put it in Clear Creek Metal Arch has it, audio enhancement. It was finished. Clear Creek got it last year. And KC's next, and then down the line, we need to put it in all schools. It's bells, intercoms, it's classroom systems. So the teacher has a lapel microphone on, and then it broadcasts through the classroom louder so they can hear more. impairs to the hearing impaired as well so they can hear. If there's an emergency event classroom, the teachers can hold two buttons at the same time. It automatically calls school. They have two-way communication to the classroom.
So, Chris, you seem to be able to give the answer. Did we start this because of COVID and the online learning?
Sure.
And
plus, our current interim comp systems are like 20, 30 years old. Like the one here, we have to update it every time the day, like, say, your time changes, you have to update it the old time and the new time. So, four times a year.
And then I believe it's in the December board report of mine that it is. This system is in failure. We have wires connected in the ceiling to this COVID and patch together to keep it through school year. This also is an outside speaker system for announcements. This will also be zoned out to where, say, Kimmy goes running and get on the bus. Mr. Evans or Val can jump on the PA, call them back. We have a separate zone out there. They can call out to the track, football field area, the playground. It's just mass communication for the building.
So, John, one final question. Do they give you a warranty on this stuff? Because, and not only on this, but like on the playground, the sealant and stuff, do they give you a 2 or 3 year warranty?
Not with the sealant. That's a,
so,
it's a
consumable. When they leave, it's sealed.
It's a consumable product. I mean,
how about the concrete work? Do they give you any kind of a
1 year?
1 year.
That's industry standard.
So how about this intercom system? There's got to be some 3 year perfect.
We have like the non-all systems.
Yeah, we have.
Find anyone that will call them.
Thank you.
That's about it, actually. Anything else from the board? Just some discussion. Yeah. All in favor of approving the CTA technology is presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I just wanted to, I forgot to tell you that this is, I put the PEPLM back in there 2 months ago, we were talking about this, that this is going through PEPLM. So we are vetted through the federal procurement. The PEPLM, so it'll all go through, now that you approve this, the order will go into PEPLM and it's all vetted. Yep, everything can be done this summer. So any volunteers to help run things?
So just to quickly point out, so some of these systems in the classroom are fairly old. They were probably before COVID. But one of the things I do want to point out to the community and everybody else is we as a district also went in and were seeking that COPS grant we were talking about that we didn't get for additional funding to help support these. So not only is it major maintenance, but these guys are doing a great job of seeking additional funding to maybe support some of that. So kudos to them. Even though we didn't get it, we are looking for other alternatives to help support some of these projects. Because as you heard, it's not only the bell systems, but we're also looking for the lock systems to be all one throughout the entire district. Because John has several systems that are failing because they're that old. So if we can be on one system, it's going to be an efficiency thing too. But I just want to remind everybody that as a district team, we sat down and tried to get, I think, close to $500,000. That's what every other district in the nation. We came up a little short, but we'll continue that process too.
So, okay, with the additional information presented, let me start that one again. Anybody else got any discussion about this particular topic? Okay, all in favor of approving as presented, signify by saying aye. All opposed, same sign. Right up. Next up, intent to levy, mill levies.
Travis, I'll make a motion to approve the intent to levy the mill, which is a half a mill. We don't know what the value is, but at the July 4th meeting, we should know. And this, what the purpose of this is to help the rec board to know that they will get funding.
So that's a 1 year old to the Frankfurt
one.
It's a half to the Mochi.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
So, yeah.
So I stand correct for the half of it.
Okay, so that one and a half. Got a second.
Did you get that right?
Anyway, man. Yeah, take what we mean, not what we say. There you go. Got a motion to second. Discussion from the board.
This is for 1 year.
This is for 1 year only.
I'll be voting against it again, just because I don't feel like we should be letting the tax as a school board.
Does that look like the Mochis and the rec board, or just the rec board? Okay. Other comment or discussion? Dan, did you?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, all in favor of approving the intent to levy 1 mil for the rec board and 0.5 mil for Mochis, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, that sounds fast too. Next up, 4 day school week recommendation. Charles, you want to keep this one up? I'll first need a motion, please. Every time.
Well, if nobody else wants to do it, I guess I'll make a motion to, for the recommendation of the 4 week school week for Johns County School
District. Okay. Can I just say it, please?
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. 4 day school week. John, will you tell us more about
it? Yeah, but I'll make sure you want to.
Okay. That's for sure. I didn't know what second one got.
So, again, I want to give a lot of credit to Dr. Hansen and the committee. They did a great job going through this process. And the 4 day week we're talking about is for Buffalo. KC and New West is already there with that. But through the study, again, where it started with a survey that was prior to me. And there were, so when we came back and surveyed for our calendars, it was brought back up. So this is the study that this committee did to bring to you in front of as a board of trustees. So this is what's been on the website. We finished up with a community forum last 2 weeks ago. Yeah, right before break. And so what we're presenting in front of you, you'll see that document. I feel it was very thoroughly done through that. And I won't take I'll let Dr. Hansen say, but as a committee, I support what's here as a part of that committee. But do you have anything you'd like to say, Dr. Hansen?
I guess that's a little what you have in front of you is essentially what I intended on saying to you tonight, so I don't think that I need to repeat all of those words. But I would say, firstly, that on behalf of the steering team that has worked on this for the last year, that we appreciate working in a district that isn't afraid to spend the time thoroughly vetting something. This isn't the type of thing that you have a knee-jerk reaction to. You jump on board because the district next door is doing it. So I feel confident that the work that the steering team, the study group that worked with us as well, have come to a conclusion based on all of the best evidence, research, surveys, the best that we could do over just over a year's time period. So I guess to summarize, again, I won't read everything that's here. At this time, the steering team is not recommending that Buffalo schools go to a 4 day school week. And simply put, we don't think that the advantages outweigh the disadvantages for our students right now. And so, for those people who are interested, all of that information that we've looked at over the last year remains online on the school district website, all on the front page. So you can see what we were looking at. The board has access to all the survey results sorted in many different ways, probably more ways than you want to look at. But that's all there for you to take a look at whenever you want. We, over the course of last year, met as a steering team half a dozen times, met with a larger study group that included between 20 and 30 total community members, a few times from spring, summer, fall, and then provided one last opportunity here a couple weeks ago for community members to come in and register anything that they felt they weren't able to talk about with us, and had some good conversations at that point. That's the steering team's recommendation. Appreciate the board, allowing us to fully realize this process over the last year, and I have any questions.
I'd like to say the meeting you had where you zoomed other places, other schools, I thought that was really valuable as well.
I think I can speak for all of the people on the committees that were in the room as well. So we were able to speak with both Rock Springs School District and Torrington, both having recently gone to the four-day school week, and they got some different perspectives on what that's looked like in those districts. Another thing that I would add, all along, I don't know that anybody on the steering team knew where anybody else on the steering team was regarding this. And we kept that, we kept our cards very close to our vest so that we didn't unduly influence anybody else along the way. To the point when we came and we brought our recommendations to each other, I asked everybody to commit their recommendation to writing and have that in front of them so they couldn't say, oh yeah, I'm the Steve on that one. And the decision was unanimous in the end.
Mr. Chair, I'd also like to say on credit, when we went for the accreditation, they totally applauded how we were going about the four-day school week. So I think that was kudos to you guys on planning and all the hours and times that you put up.
Well, and again, I know that there were lots of hours put into it, but I think rightfully so from my perspective. And as that group of people came and recognized, I think the process we used to make this decision or make this recommendation to bring to you could be useful in other occasions as well.
One thing I think that is great that came out of this is when you listed concerns that maybe we didn't realize were there. And hopefully we can see these and what people have said and move forward with this. And, I know your recommendation for not doing the 40, but there are other things that came out of this that hopefully we can get together and work on these, concerns that the public has and stakeholders and everything.
Thanks for noting that in this forum too. I think it's really important that everybody who took the time to complete that survey, because while some folks just wrote a few words, other people basically wrote essays, regarding their feelings one way or the next. And a lot of the things that they wrote about are concerns that lots of folks agree with. I think that we can all acknowledge that. Right, there's lots of ways to deal with issues, however, and we've got an excellent team of people in this district that can look at those issues that folks brought to us and say, we don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We do have some effective ways to deal with these concerns. We hear folks and we'll take action on those things.
Well, that's what I hope. Like, we obviously identified these concerns and let's use this, not throw the baby out at the bathwater, and let's take a look at these and use that. So, I'm going to hold it. You're supposed to be first of all, thank you for all of the time that we went into this. What are the plans with that committee going forward? Are you continuing to look at it every year? What are your plans future? I love the PLC integration, and what the best part of this that I see in your concerns as well, but I'm loving that our district is slowly wrapping their mind around doing what is best for our students, and so it's going to keep going, right? Like, you're going to keep
So the answer to that question comes from you as a board on how you vote tonight with where you decided you're talking about the 40 a week, or are you talking about the things that got highlighted? Because the things that got highlighted, we are going to continue to work on. But as far as this planning committee staying together, they've done their job, so the recommendation is in front of you tonight. So unless you as a board of trustees take action and give us and say you will continue this journey, we feel, as a well, I don't want to speak for them, but we feel we've completed our obligation. So tonight's action item determines on what we're doing with 40 a week. However, the things that were identified is part of what we're doing with strategic planning, and these things got identified. So that's going to continue, but that's not going to continue with this committee. Okay. So I also want to clarify something. KC is continuing with an alternative school, and so is New West. So what you're voting on is not an overall district, no. It's just for the Buffalo schools. Fair? Just to clarify that. Did I answer that question?
Any other comment? Discussion? All right. All of those in favor of approving the recommendation of keeping Buffalo schools at a 4.5-day school week, signify by saying aye.
What was the motion?
It was to approve the recommendation, and the recommendation was not to approve the board.
That's not what I said. Okay, not to approve the board.
Okay, exactly what you have in mind.
Okay,
I'm sorry. No problem. And I wanted to clarify. To make sure it's like a vote.
I wanted to.
If we can get it right in the end, okay. All right, all in favor of approving as presented, signify by saying aye. All opposed, same time. Yeah, I do. Next up.
So, Mr. Chair, with that being said, now that we know where we're not going, we are going to start the 2-year calendar recycle again so we can start that process. So I just want you to be aware. We didn't do a lot of work with that, but we're going to bring up that and go back to looking at additional 2 years so we kind of have a 2-year cycle, okay?
Did you just call Avengers a symbol for your committee again, Mike? That's what I heard.
No, it's actually Dr. Ferris and his team, which also is Dr. Miller. Okay.
Mr. Austin, I would ask that you would share with your admin team the concerns that were on the results of the survey, because I think that's probably at the school level, so I would ask you to go through those concerns with them.
So, Mr. Chair, Jan, that's absolutely what will happen here, but this is, I can't reiterate this anymore, but this is that's part of our strategic planning. This is what we're looking at when we took a look at the master schedule at DHS. Those are things we can take a look at as we identify those things, so, yep.
Okay, next up, item sale, disposal less than $500. Policy file DEN, school property disposal. Charles, I first going to get a motion.
Okay.
What are we doing with this?
Well, Charles, I'll make a motion to approve policy DEN to liquidate the assets the school has that are under $500 that are no longer in use or worn out. Well, it's that policy. We're not approving the policy, but what the policy says.
Yes.
So if you can state it better.
DEN, go.
Switch gears, second.
Okay, so I'm looking for a second. You want to split? Okay. Wait. I need a party throw, teacher. What do I give when we get it?
I don't understand what we're going to vote on. Are we just...
That you're going to follow the policy in that we're giving them permission to liquidate the assets that they no longer want or wore out that are under $500.
What we asked to be transparent to the community, we bring it as an action, so that's going to fall on me, that we follow policy. But if we all of a sudden had a sale and a bunch of stuff was happening, and we're getting rid of a bunch of stuff, we just want to be transparent with you as a board to the community that we're going to be getting rid of a lot of stuff. So in that process, so it doesn't come back to you and say, why are we having sales? Is you as a board are making an action. We're just telling you, asking you permission to liquidate because we have sheds that are full.
We have stuff that we need to eliminate. And then I broke it down into two pieces because there will be everything over $500, which is all policy. So this is more of a transparency action, to be honest with you, to the community, that we are going to clean some sheds and get rid of a bunch of stuff. And so the community, everybody can come back and say, we have lots of things that are not being used, and they're becoming fire hazards. They're becoming, we learned a lot about batteries. And so we need to start disposing of stuff. So this is just us, Kristen, honestly being transparent to the community that we're going to have a lot of stuff we're going to get rid of this summer. But yeah, we're going to follow policy. Okay?
So, Charles, I'm hopeful that you will inform the newspaper when this is going to happen so that the public has knowing. Thank you.
It's not happening tomorrow, just say
I'm still a little bit confused. Did we just make a motion to say we were going to follow our own policy?
You're making a motion to give us permission to liquidate equipment.
Okay.
Okay, that's what you're making into it. We'll follow policy, but you're not approving policy. You're just giving us permission to liquidate school equipment.
Correct.
And what we have in there is according to policy. So you're not approving policy, you're just giving us permission to get rid of stuff. Yes.
Okay, now that I've made that as clear as mud, does everybody know what we're on about?
We don't have to. Are you going to present a list of job sale items, or what are we?
So anything that's identified over $500, we'll produce a list. But honestly, with all that, we keep coming back to the table of transparency and people asking why we're doing what we're doing. We're asking you permission as a board to liquidate stuff, and then we're going to follow policy. So if it's over $500, we'll go out to bid. We'll go through that process. Anything that's determined to be junk, to be honest with you, is free probably, or a donation, or we're going to haul it to the dump. But in that, we're just trying to be as transparent to you as a board and make sure you're okay, because we haven't liquidated in
ages, by the way.
Yeah. So when stuff gets, I just know from experience as a superintendent, when school stuff starts getting thrown away, the first people that are going to get a comment is why are we giving it away? We're just wanting to be transparent to the community that we're going to start a liquidation process this summer.
Well, I would rather have a vote on this when you have a list of here's what we're going to get rid of, here's what you guys need to approve to sell, instead of saying somewhere in the future we're going to offload a bunch of stuff, and some of it we're going to need to follow policy, and then some of it we're going to.
No, we are following policy for everything. We're just being transparent and
voting. Okay. Yeah, that's the third point, too.
So, Mr. Chair, if you as a board don't want, you're just going to give me permission as a superintendent to do it. But when people call, I'm telling you, I brought it to you in front of the Board of Trustees to say we are moving forward with liquidation. Okay? And we'll follow policy to the T, but I want the community and I want everybody here to know that I came to you and asked if I could liquidate, whether you choose to vote on it or not, or you choose to make action to grant me full permission. That's why I'm here tonight.
Okay. So now, help me with the original motion. I can hear that motion back, please.
This is liquidate assets that the district no longer wanted, so it's going out according to policy D.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I will say just one thing. If it makes our superintendent feel better, that we vote on this, then what's going on?
By all means. Agreed. Okay. Other discussion from the board or other comments? Okay. All in favor of approving the district to follow policy DN to liquidate items under $500, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. One more time on what it is. So for items over $500, this policy is filed DN also, property, school property disposal. Items over $500. Item over $500. Same situation. We're approving the district to follow this policy and liquidate items no longer needed. Discussion or comment from the board?
Travis, my discussion is, and Charles helped me answer, I actually think that there's a Wyoming statute that talks about selling property of a school district over $500. I think you have to list it, and to what you're saying, bring
exactly right. I think you have to list the items that you're selling.
Absolutely, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to follow policy, and that's what we're going to do. This is good stuff. You're talking about the right stuff, and that's what we covered in the work session last week when we talked about this. Is we would bring a list. We would talk about that. We would advertise it. It's just what we talked about last week when we talked as a committee is we keep talking about transparency. So that's all I'm asking is, and if we don't need to vote tonight, I'm going to tell you in public right now, we're looking to liquidate, and we'll bring lists of things to you. But we were to the point where we liquidated. But absolutely, state statute would bring that list in.
So, please look at the state.
Please look at the state statute. I don't recall it, but I think it says that you have to list the items for sale in the newspaper of public circulation at least 30 days.
And if it under the state that
public gets in the policy.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't see the transparency in saying that in the future we're going to liquidate something that are prescribed in the policy. Anything over $500 is going to have to be, that's going to be transparent.
And I agree.
Anything under $500.
I don't disagree.
It's not going to happen.
I'm coming to you as a superintendent because the track record is when something happens that I didn't bring in front of you as a board, I'm letting you know we're liquidating.
Yeah,
that's all I'm asking is commissioner
public service announcement. Yeah. If you want to be fully transparent, I would say before you liquidate anything under $500, let everybody give us a list of what you're getting rid of, even a junk. That's fully transparent.
So, Mr. Chair, I guess I need direction because there is so much stuff. If you want us to list everything to you as a board, from broken items to stuff, I can do that. I'm just trying to save time and move forward with things that we're not using.
Oh. I believe that's why the policy was written the way it was. I recommend we stick with our policy and just follow it to the letter.
Okay.
This isn't the first time we've had this much liquidation. I remind you when we went moved from the old high school to the new high school, we had a huge liquidation. We just did. So this isn't our first rodeo of doing this. It's not something new. We did not go through a list because you're going to list every desk, chair, you're going to have a 500-page manuscript. So follow policy. That's all I say. But like you said, when we did it, moving to the new high school, oh my gosh, we had a huge sale.
Okay, any additional discussion from the board? Once again, please read me that motion. We don't have a motion, do we? Yeah, I'm not aware of it.
No.
A motion.
I make a motion to approve the sales proposal of district items over 500 at the policy meeting.
And a second. Now, any additional discussion from what we just discussed? Oops. Hearing none, all in favor of approving the sale of the property for the policy, signify by saying aye. But all at the same time. That was fun. Okay. Next up, from the board. Have we got anything from the board that we wish to bring up? Marcia.
This is not even. I would just ask that, so when I miss the work session and like all these little things, can maybe scan it and email any like materials presented during work sessions if you're not there, or can they be attached to like the notes from the work session so that I don't have to try to read through them at the meeting? Oh, that's okay. I was just like,
other items from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to the next May work session. May 8th at 5:15 in the admin building in Buffalo.
And mostly next year's budget.
Mostly next year's budget. Everybody pack your sandwich. We're going to be there for a while. Comments from the board? Discussion?
May board meeting, May 13th at 6 p.m. in the Edmund Building in Buffalo. Does this one promise to be long and exciting as well?
No.
Okay.
All positive. Come on, people.
Thank you. Okay. Finally, communication plan update.
So Travis is the chair. We'll make sure that everybody has those plans that have been submitted. We'll review those. That will be also part of that conversation. When I say budget's 95%, the other 5% will probably be on this, because we will be bringing back an action item in May to move forward with that communication. Okay?
Okay. And finally, next on the agenda, personnel and legal matters. Need a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session per Wyoming Statute 16-4-005. Per.
Motion and second. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed, same sign.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.